The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to share with you some thoughts which revolve around the communion service, the celebration of Christ's death. Now, as we approach this subject, I'm well aware that it's conducted in many different ways, and in fact is referred to in a number of different names, whether it's the Lord's Supper, whether it's the Eucharist, in some cases the Mass, sometimes simply fellowshipping around the table. There are a number of ways in which this service is described and presented, but the important thing is to understand why the Lord Jesus made this available to us. We read that Jesus was in the middle, as it were, of a Passover feast, and they were taking the various things that were prescribed for that feast, and they were remembering why that feast had occurred in the first place. They went back to the Passover, they went back to the time in Egypt, and they put it into an historical context in terms of their day and age. And they said, we are here today as Jews, and we have known in our history an incredible deliverance. We were slaves in Egypt, but the Lord set us free. Sovereignly, the blood of a lamb was placed on the door, and the angel of death passed over, and we were led out of our bondage into a new life. Well, Jesus, as it were, comes into this with the statement, taking bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Pastors and leaders, as we take people through the communion service, we'll just use that one description, but bear in mind I'm aware of all those other ways of talking about this. As we take people through the communion, I think it's important to make sure that we never miss the heart of what Jesus was wanting. Sometimes people take us through communion, it's somewhat ritualistic, and there's a lot of emphasis upon certain things, like whether you have one cup or whether you have lots of little cups, and whether you have one loaf, whether the bread is bread or whether it's crackers or biscuit. There can be a lot of preoccupation with that. But what is Jesus doing? Jesus is saying, I am bringing in a new covenant, and I want you to be fed by the truth of the new covenant. And therefore, I believe the communion is an invitation to a feast, and you need to prepare people for that. And people need to come with that understanding, I'm going to receive here. I'm not just going to receive a small piece of bread and just a drop of wine from a cup, but I'm going to be spiritually nourished, because that's what Jesus wants. Now, it's quite right that sometimes you can refer to 1 Corinthians 11, a time of describing great judgment, because there was immorality, drunkenness, and people alongside the communion were having another sort of feast, and it was getting out of hand, and there was all sorts of sin and wrong. And the Word of God says some were sick, some were dead, some were weak, because they had been totally disregarding what Jesus had done on the cross. But we are to feed upon this wonderful truth that Jesus loved us and gave himself for us. Jesus gave thanks for the bread. We give thanks for Jesus, the bread of life, who has given himself so that we can be sustained. We can be sustained despite all manner of problems that can be thrown against us. We have a bread, we have something to partake of in Jesus, someone to partake of, who's able to give us peace and hope in the midst of the most terrible trial. But then in the terms of the cup, when we take the cup, we proclaim that the blood of Jesus overcomes sin. It overcomes Satan. It overcomes death. It overcomes hell. This blood is powerful. And as I just remind myself again of what Jesus did in shedding his blood for me, so I'm able to benefit in my heart. We are nourished by this during this life, but we are doing this until a time when Jesus will come. And when Jesus returns in all his glory, there'll be no need for bread, no need for wine, no need to remember, as it were, what he did, because he'll be there. Our eyes will see him. We will see the hands that were pierced. We will see the side that was wounded. And we will be worshipping the Lamb of God. Let's take communion seriously. You may have it the first and third Sunday of the month. You may have your different ways of doing it. But above all, leaders, let us bring our people to the awareness of the great love of Jesus, giving himself for us, and let our people, and of course ourselves, feed upon the great truth: Jesus has conquered sin and death and hell for me. Praise his name. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.